Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a Double Cleanse podcast with me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Wells.
You may have seen us hanging around for interwents.
Yeah, we're from the interwents.
I'm Robert, and I do a makeup. And that's James. No, I'll do it. I'll introduce you, James.
Okay,
that's
on.
James, and he does skincare. Welcome to our podcast where we talk all about things. Skincare, makeup, and other relations.
Beauty Insiders Limited here.
Yeah, that's now going to be our official opening.
Yeah. right, we'll have to sit that back
for
and write
every,
it down.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember any of that.
It was great. James, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've had like a mild to busy day today, but not really. And I've just arrived home too. I'm Christmas shopping. Right, let's just be honest. I leave everything super last minute. So I've just arrived home to about 20 boxes of presents.
Yeah.
Because I'm buying it all online. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, I would never dream of going
You're
anywhere.
Gonna
even
be getting
even
gifts
if we
off
did
Amazon.
Have COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon.
No, not really.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, but no, thank you. No, you're right. I would rather find something online in general anyway. And I think we always have. I've never liked going Christmas shopping.
No. No, because we always,
you know,
leave it
always
2 weeks before. That's
2 weeks before. I remember when I used to work on like beauty counters, and then it would literally be like the day before Christmas Eve, and like you would get the husbands and boyfriends coming over and be like, I need a present for my girlfriend. Okay, what does she like? Makeup.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Lipstick.
And then you just give him the Christmas collection.
It's a good gift. Everything is in
there. Because I don't know what to do here with you.
Yeah. It's tough when they've not actually like...
done this.
Yeah. They need to take the effort to like steal their girlfriend's favorite lipstick or something, you know?
Yeah. Steal the lipstick. But they'll be annoyed they've lost it for a little while. But, you know, then you can go and get it. But also it's like don't get something so personal as makeup. I don't feel like makeup is a good gift unless you know what the person likes, or unless you know they're experimental with makeup. But if somebody loves, you know, a certain brand or a certain thing or certain look, it's kind of risky. People, men, like boyfriends would come in and try and get their wife's foundation. It's like, do you know which one she uses? No. Do you remember what the bottle looks like? No. It's like, no, it's not like that. And what, she's medium. Okay, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing as well. It's like, do you buy someone something that they use daily as a present that they probably go out and buy themselves anyway? I know I'm at an age where I'm like, if you get me something sensible that I'll use, I'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah, just get me some curtains.
Yeah, I've asked for B&Q vouchers. It's like a DIY store.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy with that kind of stuff, but not something like if somebody bought me the same toner I use every day, which I'm going to buy again anyway, I'd be like, oh, thank you. Like, I'll add that
but
to the stash.
But then also imagine, right? Somebody who doesn't really know much about skincare, but you like skincare. Imagine if I went out and decided to buy you skincare.
No, it's...
How would you feel?
I've made it very clear to friends and family that buying me skincare is a no-go area.
Absolutely.
Why would you? How dare you?
You just wouldn't. And I think with fragrance as well, fragrance is a very particular thing. Like, it's a very mum thing to ask for, or like grandmother thing, where they know what fragrance they want and they ask for that same one because they don't want to be a bother.
And you get it every year.
Such a parent thing. Like, oh, just get me this. I don't want to be a bother. And it's like, it's fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
Can we buy you something, please?
Mum's very much like that. And she's probably listening now, but our mum is very much, oh, you know, hand cream, socks, candles, like, just get me that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. And if you are listening, Mum, James got your gift from Amazon.
No, I didn't, Mum. No, Mum knows what I got her because she asked for it.
Wait, what did she ask you for?
No, I can't tell you. We didn't get the same thing.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think.
Pajamas.
Okay, no, we didn't get the same thing.
Okay.
Oh.
But that's how I am. How are you? That's all about how I am. Yeah, you
know
what?
I was absolutely fine. I still have this. I need to go and get, you know, I was talking about my headaches and my migraines and all that kind of stuff. Weekly update on my headache and neck situation.
Yeah.
I need a neck massage.
You do.
I just need somebody to punch me in the neck.
With their fingers.
With the fingers. I want someone to like just look at my neck and kick me in the neck.
Yeah.
And get right in there and snap something or do something. When you pinch a tiny bit and you just feel that like dull ache, it's really like that.
I don't know that. I'm sorry. I've never experienced that.
You don't? Like if you pinch right up here and you get that like, oh, that feels, it's a nice like pain, but you can feel it also in your eye.
No, it just feels like I'm squeezing my neck, to be honest with
you. Well, aren't you lucky?
It's all relative luck, really.
So that's me. I'm gonna Google like massage near me and hope it isn't some seedy place. You know?
Like just don't get off Welcher and you should be fine.
Yeah. No. I'll get one from Amazon.
Yeah.
James, listen. Wait, do we do this before or after the advert?
We do this before.
Things you've been loving. Things James, been is there before. Anything you've been loving this time?
Yeah, so here's the thing. God, not Spawn, kind of Spawn.
Oh, what do you mean?
So there's this Korean skincare shop called Olive Young, right? And they are very popular in Korea.
So you tweet about this.
Yeah. And they do like every year, like if you want to know what people are using in Korea and what's actually popular in Korea and not what, you know, I don't know, Vogue.com says popular in Korea.
Like, people love serums.
Yeah. Every single lady over the age of 40 uses a serum in Korea. Then you go on Olive Young, because and just look at the best sellers and their awards and all that kind of stuff. It's usually brands you've never heard of, right?
Yeah.
And I've been obsessed with Olive Young. And I spent a very small fortune on Olive Young the other day. And then once I spent that and it all went through, they contacted me offering me some like vouchers for their website.
Oh, amazing.
So then I spent more.
Listen, I need a refund.
Yeah. About this order I put through. But so I basically got like quite a nice few bits. It's not cheap, so I didn't get as much stuff as I usually would in other places. There's this toner from Round Lab called the Birch Juice Moisturizing Toner. Now, I don't know if you recall, but when I was trying to avoid hyaluronic acid, I was actually looking for birch juice as like an alternative hydrating ingredient.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is basically that. It's really, really hydrating. It's like, I call it that full fat water. It's a little bit thicker than water.
But it's not quite a gel.
You put it in your hands, it won't drip down your hands, but you can pat it in very, very gently. And it's mainly targeted at people with dry skin, but I love it for my oily skin. It just helps maintain hydration, water, oil balance in your skin.
Yeah.
And just helps your skin like look all plump and hydrated and dewy. And like toners are toners, right? I just use them to hydrate, and if it got acts in, great. But there are some toners that feel better than others. And this does feel like your skin has a mouth and it's drinking water. Your skin has teeth.
Your skin has lovely sharp teeth.
Yeah. But it's like the same kind of thing as their sunscreen has birch sap juice, whatever it's called in it. And then there's also this moisturizer, which I'll talk about another time. But I'm obsessed with Round Lab at the moment. I absolutely love.
Round them. As in R-O-U-R-O-U-N-D. Mm-mm. Lab as in laboratory.
No, round as in D-R-U-N-D.
Right. That looks like the most awkward mug to drink from. What are you drinking from?
It's brown from Line. It's his head.
It looks like really difficult.
It's just a spherical shape. Rabats?
Yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving?
Ah, jolly good question, James. I've been loving a lot of products from Ciate London, right? I didn't realise, I bought one of their collections ages ago, just because it was Disney related. It was a Miss Piggy collection, and I bought some bits from them and never really used them. And they sent me some things a while back. Loved it. They did a collection with Kristen Quinn from Selling Sunset, which has one of the most incredible highlighters ever. And talking about the highlighters, they sent me a package recently. Not spun, but gifted, but good. And I used it in a recent video. So I don't know if this will go up before. I always ruin my videos. It's called the Dewy Stick Highlighter. Sticks is like STIX. And I think it was the shade. I swear it was just called like Glow or something. So what this was one of those... Have you ever seen those highlighting balms where it's not really a colour? There's no real like luminosity to it. It's just like a very... It almost looks like... Imagine putting like Vaseline on your face, but tone it down a tiny bit.
It's not... It doesn't look greasy and oily. It just looks...
Right. Dewy. It just looks healthy. And I do find with some balms, though, it does give off that greasy, horrible looking feel.
Because half of them is just Vaseline-y kind of
half
petrolatum.
Half of it's just Vaseline. Yeah. Whereas this one is a lot more it looks real on the skin, if that makes sense. I do think if you went a bit too far, then maybe it can look a little bit like oily and greasy, or should I say glazy.
So could I use it after like a skincare routine just to like make my skin
It will look amazing without makeup on. I think it will look like a really nice natural. It has like a very tiny bit of like a luminosity to it, but it's much more of a like just got out the shower, your skin's looking amazing. Actually, my skin looks shit when I come out of the shower.
Yeah, my skin never looks good when I get out of the shower.
Just came out the swimming pool. your skin has eaten, and it just looks really, really nice. I would check it out on the online. And what's good about this, because there's no real colour to it, it is literally suits every single skin tone. I really, really liked it. I tried it and I was very pleasantly surprised.
I would like to try that when I'm there.
Yes, please do. That's my old woman voice.
Okay, it wasn't very good. I know.
Today's a theatrical theatrical edition.
No, it's
not. Yeah.
No.
Yes, let's go to a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back from that break.
Everyone, remember that break?
Oh, what a break.
It went on forever.
So listen, it might have been us. I have never heard any of our adverts on our podcast.
I have.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. On our own podcast, when I listen back to hear what my voice sounds like and what I should stop doing.
Ain't hawks like you sound like.
Hello. Hello. We're talking about makeup and skincare.
Listen, here's what we're talking about today. I saw recently, I'm sure everyone's seen it, this clip from TikTok that went viral of a girl opening Chanel's advent calendar, one of those beauty advent calendars where they shove like some products in it and it all kind of looks good. Okay, so her name on TikTok is Elise Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's her username. So she bought this advent calendar. Do you know how much this advent calendar is?
Isn't it like nearly £1,000?
It's nearly £1,000. Nearly $1,000 also. No matter where you are, it's nearly £1,000. Oh no, it's $825, which is £610.
Listen, that but may as well be $1,000 to me.
That's still, like, you, what can you get for, like, that much money? Like, I don't know.
Too many things. Too many
something
things.
Really nice. So, too many things. That is a whole, you could buy everyone's Christmas presents for that, and
you
then
could.
Some. You can do a whole Christmas with that. So, among the things that were in the Chanel advent calendar, which, by the way, looks incredible. The packaging is absolutely...
It's the Chanel number five bottle, right?
Yeah, it's a huge one, which is really, really great. The first door she opens, it starts at number 5 and goes up to 30. The first box she opens is a very mini sheet of stickers.
Can you fucking believe?
So I mean, it's like, it spells Chanel, so each letter is a single sticker, then there's like the logo and things like that.
I hate that.
And then there's some
that.
Good things in there, like there's a full-size lipstick, there's a mini lipstick, and it's like a hand
cream,
for example.
Yeah, but aren't the lipsticks all the same shade, like different shades of the same color? Aren't they all reds?
No, that, yeah, but I mean, a different
Chanel,
red shade,
right?
Is very different. Yeah, right. And it's Chanel. there was also in there a dust bag. So, you know, when you get like a really nice pair of shoes, you get a really nice bag and they give you like this protective bag. There was an empty one of those in the Chanel calendar.
I actually can't believe that.
And there's also a bracelet in there, which I think they thought was kind of impressive, but it, somebody said it was giving plastic bottle cap vibes. So not the best thing ever. So we want to talk about advent calendars in general. Are they worth it? What are some good ones? How do we see them? I quite like advent calendars. I do think people do take the piss, though.
We're talking like beauty advent calendars, right?
Beauty advent calendars, yeah. So how do you feel? Have you ever seen an advent calendar and felt compelled to buy one?
Some which we'll talk about. But here's my issue, is it's very rare that you get enough full-size products in an advent calendar. Like, maybe on Christmas Day or door number 24, you get, like, a full-size product, right? Mm-hmm, but what I feel... It's like subscription boxes where you're just left with a shit ton of minis, and I never feel like it
so
gives
many
you
samples.
So many samples.
Yeah.
And it's never enough to give you a proper trial period for those products. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like a tiny micellar water, a little mascara, or a mini
it
lipstick.
It does what it does.
It does what it does. Great. But, like, especially when it comes to skincare ones, it's like, what am I going to do? I saw what, I can't remember what it was, but it was like a sample of a cream.
Mm,
it was literally a foil sample of a cream. It's like,
all you can do is be like, oh, it smells nice.
It smells good and
it feels
nice on the skin.
Yeah,
like, what's the point? So I feel like unless it's a calendar that does these full size products, which could literally last you until the next calendar year, what's the point? I don't get it. I don't understand them.
That would be so expensive. But aren't the calendars meant to be like, oh my God, you get all these amazing products at a discounted price at this wonderful time of year?
Yes.
Like, but then also, like you said, brands can decide, right? They can charge whatever they want and then they can decide whatever they put in it. Remember when Zoella released her infamous advent calendar? That was pretty pricey and had things like scrunchies and... cookie cutters,
bag of sequins,
and shit like that. And how much did she charge for that? I can't even remember.
Ridiculous.
But it was so much money.
It was insane.
So you can pay all this money for like an advent calendar from maybe a brand that you really like, and we just like Chanel did. They're like, oh, you know, we'll put stickers in it and an empty dust bag.
Do you know what annoys me about this, right? Mm. Is they are very aware that people who can genuinely afford Chanel and shop Chanel all the time are not buying this calendar.
No,
because
true.
Aren't the people who own things that they'll be sticking stickers on. Do you know what I mean? They know they're a luxury brand who could charge way more than that for their actual demographic. But these are people who might have saved all year round for the special calendar thinking they're going to get discount on, like, better things, full-size products. Even though they do say what's in it, I still feel like it's a little bit misleading. Do you know what I mean? And you can see just by looking at it that none of it is worth $600 or even $800, however much it was. Right. None of it is worth it. And I feel like they know that they're taking advantage, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think if you're like a huge Chanel fan, like say you like collect that brand, the actual packaging is great to have because it's a really nice bottle, whatever.
Yeah, but like,
but bad memories.
Like, what are you gonna do? Put your stickers in your dust bag? Like, what are you gonna? But here's why I like not like Chanel, for example, but like most single brand advent calendars are usually quite good. Like, I've seen ones in the past where they're like makeup palette ones where each door is a different color. Then 25, you have your empty makeup palette and you, by the end of it, you have a whole palette.
That was like three years ago.
I can't remember who that was.
That's such a good idea.
But little things like that, right? Like mini makeup things make sense to me, but just all that little, like they could have filled the whole thing with mini lipsticks and it would have been so much better than, you know,
and called it lipstick or lipstick. Called it like, you know, icons
and called it lipstick.
No, like a lipstick calendar.
Chanel marketing like Chanel team icons. Robert can come and work for you.
Listen,
anytime you
I
want.
Have an idea about lipstick. Have you tried calling it lipstick? They could have done like an icon, Chanel icons, had a song and been like lower the price, be like, you know what, it's minis, done mini iconic lipstick color, their mini iconic like fragrance, and you know, in this iconic bottle shape. That would have been great.
Well, that's it. Like, if you open, like, as annoying as sample size fragrances are, like, again, if you lowered the price, said like, here they are, like little minis, had special packaging for the samples rather than just those like glass mini tubes with the black plastic lid
that make them all smell the same somehow.
Then it would have been fine, but I don't know. Well, not fine. I don't know. It would have been
like
a better
idea. A little
idea.
Mini like that, you can take it, especially around this time of year, you spray the mini before you go out somewhere and then take it with you. Take it wherever you need to go with you, you know, and then throw it away.
Yeah. Because
you're done. Like on that day.
Are there any advent calendars you've seen that are actually good?
Well, actually, we both got one. Again, non-spun. It was gifted to us from Cult Beauty, which was...
I forgot about... You actually just mentioned that.
Did you forget?
Because I opened it, Robert, I opened it in October before Halloween because I was so excited.
I think I was waiting for November because I was like, no way am I posting anything Christmas before Halloween. Mm-hmm. I opened it all. I burnt my candle already.
Oh, that's gone. That's long gone.
This is why I like it coming from a company that does a bit of everything, because you got a candle in there. You got like a sunscreen. Mm-hmm. You got... What else did you get? I can't even remember now. How great is that?
A few bits of makeup, lots of skincare. You've got full sizes of like some of the most popular brands on there, like Jordan Salmon
Skin. There were good brands in there. Mm-hmm. There was Charlotte Tilbury was in there as well. There were like, not that I like them, but you know, high-end brands that people really, really like were in there.
There were minis in there, but it wasn't disappointing at any point because you've got so many good full-size products. But there was also things like a mini sunscreen. You got the mini Supergoop one, which you could pop in your bag, really useful.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything that you look at and be like, well, why and how am I ever going to use that? It was really good.
Exactly.
Do you remember how much it was?
No.
Me neither.
James, no.
Robert, no. I feel like that Cult Beauty do an advent calendar that people really look forward to every year. And I do feel like they've got a bit of like a reputation to uphold when it comes to their advent calendars.
Right. So, oh, no, that's on... If someone's put it on eBay.
No.
Cheeky little pink.
They sold out. They sell out. That's the thing.
Molton Brown was in there. Yeah, it was. Molton Brown.
I've got some like bath salts in it as well.
Yeah, there was an advent calendar. There were under eye patches were in there as well. Oh, a Sunday Riley was in there. Who else was in there? There was Shiseido was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, Laura Mercier was in there. The Inky List, Nas, everyone. Veve was in there. Drunk Elephant, if you're into that.
Oh, that's it. Drunk Elephant. The one thing, it was Drunk Elephant, because I was like, it was too many. I was like, I'm never going to get used to this.
That's very small. It was absolutely amazing. There were so many incredible... And you know what? I feel like... oh my God, and there was a Victoria Beckham lipstick in there as well. I forgot.
Yeah.
So it was £215, but it was worth £975.
Yeah. See, that is the kind of calendar bargain that you save up each year to get. Because while there wasn't enough in there to last you a whole year, you have certainly had enough skincare in there to last you a long time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think it was such a good thing. And you know what? There were bits in there that maybe if you're not so much into makeup, if you're not into, like, bold colours, everything in there was very, like, suitable, I've got in brackets, for, like, natural looks. And again, suitable for all skin tones. That Victoria Beckham lipstick, first time I've ever had one, and it was so nice, but it's such a nice nude. It may be a little bit like pinker on lighter skin tones, but on deeper skin tones it's going to be this incredible nude color. And I think somewhere in between, it was so nice. I think they really can. Oh my God, someone has the most repulsive Christmas lights over there.
Oh no.
Oh my God, what the hell,
what are they?
Oh, they're flashing like an ambulance behind you in a car.
No.
Oh, they're horrific. Let me move something so I don't have to see it. I'll move myself. But yeah, it was everything was useful and everything was like well thought out. I think it was really worth the price. Even the actual, you know, the packaging, the design, everything was really, really nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
Every single year, Yes Style, like my favorite go-to place to buy Korean Japanese skincare, always launch an advent calendar that's roughly around £100. And this sounds really extortionate, right? But you get every single product is a full-size product.
We've opened some of them together,
we've opened some of them
we?
Before, yeah. So this year's Advent calendar had 24 days in it. I think the last one had 25. But it cost £92.72 with after conversion, with a value of £358.70.
Yeah, that's
which
good.
Is a huge saving. Mm-hmm. And the products are full-on full-size products. You have products like the I'm From Honey Glow Serum, Isntree Real Mugwort Clay Mask, which is in a huge tube, Dear Claire's Pore Gentle Black Sugar Charcoal Soap. You have some makeup in there as well. There's one other that I saw that I really, really like. COSRX Advanced Snail Hydrogel Eye Patches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Skin of Food Peach Cotton, Sun By Me Bye Bye Blemish Vita Tox Brightening. But, you know, they're all these big brands, big names, really popular products that you see on their bestsellers throughout the year. And I just think this is the kind of advent calendar you can just buy once a year and you're set for pretty much the majority of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's really good.
There's an insane amount of product in there. But yeah, they also always come in like amazing storage. So I know a lot of people are very much about keeping the advent calendars and using them as storage. And I think this year, Yes Style really kind of realized that. So you kind of have like this box with two doors that open at the front with drawers inside.
Cute.
Yeah, so really each drawer has separate boxes in, numbered with the products in.
Oh,
but when you're
cute.
Done, you can just leave them loose in the drawers and that's your skincare storage.
I like that a lot.
It was really good. And they're just so good. Like full-size products. And I think last year when we did the unboxing together, year before, we weren't disappointed.
No, we loved it. It was amazing. I swear sometimes we opened a drawer and there was more than one product in there as well.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like with advent calendars, I feel like there is a little bit of a risk sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like you're gonna get something you don't really like and you can't exactly gift it because it's probably gonna be a mini or it's a full, and especially if it's something you're not really familiar with, you kind of have to crack them open and have a little look and you can't really even give that to someone,
I know.
But it was something I found really interesting this year was Beauty Bay did some mystery boxes. I know brands do this like usually, but they had one which was called more kind of like drugstore area and one which was a little bit more high end, and they sent me both of them and they were both really, really good. Again, really good brands and really kind of like experimental in terms of what you would use, if that makes sense. Like you could branch out a little bit on the skincare side and the makeup side. And Beauty Bay again is one of those places where I always Beauty Bay, Cult Beauty are always the places where I go on and have like a discovery. Like I just go and what's new, and then I look through everything.
Exactly.
Or tools and see what there is. Usually it's like a load of dildos now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Beauty Bay have really got into their
dildos
personal health. dildos and candles for calendar. But no, there's some great, great stuff in there. And it was nice to see, like, you know, little boxes with some hand-picked items in there. I think that's a really cute idea. And I actually like when brands, as a gift, they, like, do, like, those big boxes or those big, you know, bags that you can just put your own stuff in and make a little gift from. Mm-hmm. I think that's cute. Yeah. That's a cute idea.
I agree.
Someone should do that. Someone should make custom. You can make your own advent calendar for someone else.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was getting my hair cut today, and the guy who was doing my hair... was saying that for his every year he makes his girlfriend or wife now, I can't remember, advent calendar with like different stuff, and he does it himself with like little Aww. gifts, and he says it's never crazy expensive, but they've just had a baby, so every day is a bauble with a different picture of the baby in, so every day they're adding like
no
I think it's really cute. So every day they're adding like this new bauble to the tree. And
with
it's
a baby.
Really,
I suppose if you have a baby, you'll love it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like I'd do that with my doggies. I'd put little pictures
of them
in. Oh,
that would be so cute.
But I thought that was a really cute idea. And he said like...
Yeah, that is cute.
It always makes us so happy. And it's never crazy expensive either. It's just like a nice little extra thing to do. Robert, did you know Amazon Beauty do an advent calendar?
Stop.
Now, listen, I wouldn't usually recommend it, but it's £35.
Wait, can I look at this? How do you know this?
Well, because I'm looking at it on Amazon. Right now it's £35. I don't know. It's our PRP 70, top deal, 35. So I think it's always been 35. But they do have a few minis in there, but it's more things like a sheet mask. They have like mini micellar water, so something you'll get use out of, like hair volumizing powder, like a little nail varnish, like little body wash, you know, things that you can actually use. But they also have
is it the one that's black, gold, and red?
Yeah.
And okay, that is kind of cute.
Yeah, and then they have cute. A little Foreo facial cleansing tool. So you've already got your money's worth, more than your money's worth in there.
That's true.
So that's a nice little thing if you do want to sample a few bits. Because some people like these because they can sample stuff. And I think for a price of like £35, you're not really losing out on anything. So I thought that was quite nice.
You know what? And they have a range. I can see Max Factor. There's Elemis there as well.
Yeah, Nip and Fab.
CeraVe, again, if you're into that, Nip and Fab.
Yeah.
Foreo, like you said. Yeah, everything looks like it's like fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Nivea.
Oh, God. Oh, they have fucking, what's it? Not Burt's Bees. What's it called? Neil's Yard. Right, do you know what? Right, when I used to work for Lush, right, people used to just be like, how do you stick the smell? Have you ever fucking walked past Neil's Yard?
What's Neil's Yard?
They look like they just sell lavender everything.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's unbearable. Like, walking past is absolutely unbearable. And Neil's Yard. Oh, my God, that's a tongue twister. And no one ever said anything like that about them, I'm sure.
Is Neil's Yard Yardley Lavender? Is that what that is?
Oh, maybe.
Yardley Lavender soap.
Maybe.
From back in the what back in the day? What was it? Should we round this up? Because we've been recording for longer than we usually do. Do you think, James Fenn, that somebody should save money, or if they want to just go ahead and buy one, buy an advent calendar next year, let's say?
My thing would be save your money, find a calendar that discloses it uses full size products, and even take a look at the spoilers. There are so many websites and bloggers who review these advent calendars who get them ahead of time before sale. So go on the YouTube, see if you think it's worth your money, and if you don't mind it being spoiled. I say if you got the money for it. They come at so many different price points, but don't be disappointed if you get some stickers.
Don't be disappointed if you get an empty dust bag. I might look into next year, maybe some ones that aren't necessarily beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, who else would do them? I don't know, like candles, you know?
I would love a candle. Didn't Yankee do one?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, and they were good because you've got wax melts as well as like mini candles. Yeah, it'd be good to see what else is around there. Maybe you could get one that's just full of drugs.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that should be our influencer brand.
Yeah. Legalize this calendar.
No, don't do drugs. No, they're expensive and they're not worth
please,
it.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Please stay in school.
Stay in school.
Honestly, these Christmas lights, this person has them over all their windows and they're flashing.
How like, does it like, bother it, them? Like,
insanely flashing. Ooh,
maybe put on the Facebook group, just a word of warning, red and blue flashing lights are bad at this time of year.
I'll be like, what's this vulgarity?
Yeah.
And I'll take a picture of me pointing at it.
Yeah. Please take this
buy
down.
My drug calendar. Don't do drugs. Don't it's Christmas,
no,
please.
Come on now.
Right.
All right, Fen.
Come on then. Well, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week for you. In the meantime, you can go ahead and find me, Robert Welsh, on YouTube for some makeup content. Just type in Robert Welsh and hopefully I come up, or some knives and bread will come up. You can find me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram and Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok.
Yeah, for some more skincare related content, you can follow me, James Welsh. Just search in YouTube. Even myself or a very talented musician will come up first. Or that American man of that husband of that other woman will come up. Yeah. And also James_S_Welsh on TikTok and on Instagram.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.